Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. It seems like the regular media only mentions the current price of gold when it is falling. So you may not yet know that its price set a new all-time record high last Friday and then broke the record again on Monday this week. At the same time, the regular media is starting to give some coverage to the dire straits of America's banking system, facing a looming crisis over nearly $1 trillion of commercial real estate loan principal payments due by the end of this year. Many of these loans are on properties that have seen the value plummet in recent years to such a degree that you may see a record number of debtors default and let the banks repossess the real estate. One reason for falling commercial real estate problems is higher interest rates. As mortgage interest rates rise, property values fall. Another reason for falling commercial real estate values is the increase in remote workers from home coming out of the pandemic. Demand for office space is declining across the country. Third reason for declining commercial real estate property values is a continued shift away from brick-and-mortar retail sales to online sales. Consequently, fewer physical retail stores are needed. Just in the past week or so, Macy's announced it will close 150 stores, as one example. You may also have missed the announcement last Friday by Federal Reserve Chair Powell that the Fed is going to decrease its purchases of long-term Treasury debt to replace them with short-duration Treasury bills. With foreign holders of 20-year Treasury debt now owning about 70% of the total instead of the former 85% of this issue, even the U.S. government is finding it harder to find long-term creditors willing to loan funds to it. Don't be surprised if the next U.S. bank failure occurs by the end of this month, possibly followed by others. Between the crisis in the U.S. banking system and the greater difficulty the federal government is facing to issue long-term debt, don't be surprised if the price of gold jumps much higher in the coming months. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.